Compassion is one of God's five emotions. Compassion is the recognition of a need or something wrong and an accompanying desire to furnish whatever is needed to straighten up what is wrong. 1 John 3:17.
But whoso hath this world's good and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him?
So here it shows there is a need, and the compassion needs to be not shut up but opened up to help that person. And also Luke 10:33 and 34.
But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him.
Here it shows the idea of having compassion on someone, and you want to help them. They have a need. You want to help them out. And also Luke 15:20.
And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him.
Here the father had compassion, and it moved him to go to this son and express some feelings to him. Compassion is like a door that opens up to allow other phases to work. It is the desire to see the phases flow and work together to get done what should be done. Compassion makes us able to feel or sympathize with what a soul is going through, whether it is our own soul or another soul. When we feel compassion, we do not just see what is going on with a soul that is in need, but we are really touched by whatever is going on. We desire to help that soul, and this compassion intercourses with the other things that need to be done. Hebrews 4:15.
For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin.
Here Christ was able to be touched. And also Hebrews 5:2.
Who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way, for that he himself also is compassed with infirmity.
This shows that part of the compassion is knowing from experience what the situation is and where the other person is, because we've experienced similar things. And then there can be some compassion, not just to say, yeah, spirits are hitting, they're really going through a battle, but there can be some real compassion for what that soul is going through. One thing to add is that compassion is not the same as counsel. Simply because we feel compassion for someone, then it is another question, what is it that God wants us to do? What is the wise thing to do? What is the genuinely helpful thing to do? So compassion is part of our leading, that we can feel something and want to help another soul. Then also ask the counsel question, okay, God, is this something that I am supposed to do? What is the best way to take care of this? One specific use of compassion is to fight suicide or self-hate spirits in our own mind, rather than letting spirits speak out hateful thoughts in our mind about ourselves, to have compassion on our own soul, to understand that we have needs and that we don't have everything that we want, and to want to take care of our soul and pull on phases of spirit to help our own soul. The Gospels often record that Jesus was moved to do physical healings by compassion. Matthew 14:14.
And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick.
Here it says he was moved with compassion and he healed. Matthew 20:30-34.
And behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Jesus passed by, cried out, saying, Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David. And the multitude rebuked them because they should hold their peace. But they cried the more, saying, Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David. And Jesus stood still and called them and said, What will ye that I shall do unto you? They say unto him, Lord, that our eyes may be opened. So Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him.
Here again it shows this feeling of compassion for that other soul's need was what moved or opened the door for the healing to take place. And also Mark 1:40-42.
And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed.
And also Luke 7:12-15.
Now when he was come nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, Weep not. And he came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, Young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother.
All of these scriptures show that compassion is an important part of the spirit side of a healing gift. On other occasions, Jesus felt compassion toward the multitudes who had no shepherd and was moved to teach them and to pray that God would send more laborers for the harvest. Mark 6:34.
And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people and was moved with compassion toward them because they were as sheep not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things.
And Matthew 9:36-38.
But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted, and were scattered abroad, as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he to his disciples, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest.
This shows that compassion is part of our evangelistic gift, to move us to feel for another person and want to sow seeds to help that person.